This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. The last two podcasts have been about gossip and how harmful it is. I've tried to give you a handle on how to deal with gossip. The truth is, if the person being talked about isn't there and there's nothing being discussed in concrete ways to help in a genuinely compassionate way that person, then you don't need to be talking about them. The trouble is, there's usually enough truth in gossip to make it believable. Maybe someone takes what you've said, but only tells a part of what you said, and then tells that to people so that you're made to say or seem to have said something you really didn't mean to say or intend to say at all. Coach Ernie Horning said, an excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped in a reason. Well, I would add that gossip is the skin of truth wrapped in a lie. Even when there's some truth involved, it's just something that doesn't need to be shared. It only hurts everyone involved. What happens when you're the victim of gossip? Well, it can affect your life. I read where Reverend Billy Graham was so gossiped about in his younger years that he couldn't even walk down the street with his teenage daughters because of the rumors that would spread about him being with a younger woman. Granted, he was with a younger woman. That's true. But some people were so intent on finding something wrong with the evangelist that they would spread as truth something they assumed, wrongly assumed, he was being unfaithful to his wife. They just saw him with a younger woman and went with it. Sadly, you can't help if people gossip about you. But is there anything you can do? What can you do when people are gossiping about you and you know it? Well, my first response is ignore it. When someone said some untruths about me in another pastorate, my friend Ed Walker gave me this advice. Leave them turning in the wind, Pastor. Leave them turning in the wind. Ed was a successful businessman, a multimillionaire, and people out of jealousy had made him the subject of gossip. He knew by experience the power of continuing to do your work faithfully and paying the gossipers no attention. But gossip about you might at times adversely affect others. It can destroy unity in an organization, for example. Dave Ramsey's company, the Lampo Group, has little tolerance for gossip. Team members will get a warning once. So they are to hand negatives up the leadership chain and positives down. Team members are expected to hand their frustrations and anger and gripes about any negative issues, and they will have these, but they're to do it up the leadership chain. So a team member griping about a computer problem to the receptionist who doesn't buy or work on computers will get a warning. And if they do it again, it's grounds for termination. Okay, that's an established policy within an organization, but what about being in a civic organization or a church and you walk in and everybody gets quiet and you know it has to do with you or maybe someone close to you? Well, if you know the person who's the source of the gossip, sometimes the best thing to do is to confront that person. And when you do, make sure you are in control of your own emotions. Make sure you're not hostile or aggressive. Begin by giving the person whom you think is saying these things the benefit of the doubt, or at least a way for them to save face. You might say, I know how easy it is for things to get taken out of context, and it sounds crazy to me, but I understand you've said thus and such about me. If that's what you're saying about me, help me understand why you're saying that. That phrase, help me understand, is crucial. You're asking for help. You're seeking to understand the other person's position. But you're getting your point across as well. You're saying, I'm aware of the gossip, and I'm letting you know I know what you're doing. Here's one positive about gossip. According to marketer Lindsay Jefferson, while gossip is often hurtful and not productive, there are sometimes ways to make it useful. While hearing gossip about yourself in the workplace is not fun, it is actually quite a gift, she says. The people who are gossiping about you have just alerted you to a perception brewing, and that perception can spread and grow if you don't take action. What about those who smile and keep on gossiping? Well, if you're in an organization like a company, report it up the line of command. if you're in a non-hierarchical situation where there is no higher up to report to, I recommend going to those who are in positions of leadership, or at least to your friends, and let them know that if they hear thus and so about you, that's not the truth. Then tell the truth, even if, especially if, it involves some blame on your part. And let me warn you, don't fight gossip with gossip. If your neighbor's dog does its business in your yard, and you in anger kick what that dog has done, guess what? You'll carry a little bit of what that dog left on you and into your house if you aren't careful. Which is another way of saying, don't fight fire with fire. Don't fight gossip with gossip. Stay faithful, rise above it, and keep your eyes on the Lord, who was the victim of lies and untruths, and who took it all for you to the cross. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.